we met the NRZ board chairman with members of management. The chairman was requesting that we persuade employees to go back to work, irregardless of their situation. We didn't agree on anything, because the chairman had just invited us to a meeting where he had called it a consultative meeting, wherein he was impressing upon members to go back to work to generate money for the railway so that we would get paid, before to say what he actually said.
So are you going back to work?
That becomes a bit difficult, because the issue that we are discussing is pending before the court, and it is the court that we are waiting to make the final decision. So that's what will shape the future for the organization, even for the unions as well.
When is the case expected to be heard in the courts?
What actually transpired last week, the labor court judge said the written submission should be in her office by today, Friday. So she's now going to take those written submissions, and a judgment or a decision may be out next week or any time after that. We don't know when actually.
What's the future of the National Railways of Zimbabwe employees, those who have not yet returned to work?
The future can be decided by the railways. The railways actually know what these employees are demanding, and if those demands are met, part payment or total payment is what is going to decide the future for the employees and the railways.